It is Review Extra. I am Neil Atkinson, and this is off the back of the game between Brentford and Manchester City. Manchester City win 3-1. We obviously have an interest and had an interest, but there's two reasons why we have an interest and had an interest. Well, three, I suppose, in a sense. There is the idea, obviously, that you wanted City to drop points, but also we play Brentford in 2 weeks, also away from home, and on top of that as well. If it comes to it, we play City in about a month. I've got Dan Morgan. I've got Sean Rogers. I want to talk about the approaches, obviously, as we do first and foremost, Sean. Brentford, just as you'd expect, he goes with that back five. He talked about it earlier in the season in September, why he does it for these big matches, why he does it for these opponents. He goes man-to-man. The other thing he does, though, is he throws his wing-backs very high.
Yes, they do man-to-man, but like anything, it is a hybrid. In that they set themselves up with that 5-3-2 nominally, and only because I was really keeping my eye on it last night with knowing we were doing this show, they don't want to get dragged out into areas that they don't want to. You can actually see them communicating with one another to say, can I pass him on? So primarily it starts at a man-to-man, but the idea that you might be able to cause utter chaos with them, like if this was a cartoon, the thought that you can just split your entire outfield playing squad onto each touchline and Brentford will part like the Red Sea and just follow you up to both touchlines. They're not going to do that. So they normally want to keep that shape. And yes, there's a bit of man-to-man going on. Monday Night Football, really good. So for those that have seen it, I apologise. I'm not going to repeat too much of it, but I'll try and touch on it for those that didn't see it. In that Ben Mee was quite open, and this is how you'd expect them to do it anyway, but he was saying, look, when you come up against Haaland, we man-to-man Haaland, and whoever's on the back post centre-back, they have to hang back because Haaland will want to drift in there, and then the near post centre-back, if you like, would then go and squeeze up to a De Bruyne or a Foden or whatever.